in saying that the Republican ticket for governor supports keeping Medicaid expansion for all 700,000 Ohioans, but adding in work requirements and wellness programs. Lieutenant Governor candidate John Husted also said this.
The people eligible for Medicaid expansion are adults who earn up to 138% of poverty. There are no children covered under Medicaid expansion.
And that is true. Husted made that statement after a claim by Democrats that thousands of children would lose health care coverage if Medicaid expansion were rolled back or shut down. Democrats walked back that claim, but their candidate for governor, Richard Cordray, said this about changing Medicaid expansion.
If you start taking health care away from 700,000 Ohioans, it's going to affect children, it's going to affect families, it's going to distract people from being able to manage their health care problems because now they have a financial problem on top of it.
And depending on the changes, that is potentially true as well, says John Corlett, the state's former Medicaid director under Democratic Governor Ted Strickland. Corlett now leads the Center for Community Solutions in Cleveland.
About 14% of the individuals who are covered under Ohio's Medicaid expansion are parents or caretakers. I mean, it's about 95,000 people who fit into that category.
Corlett says parents and caregivers are part of the group because of how the Affordable Care Act allowed for the expansion of Medicaid.
Prior to the expansion, parents were only covered up to 90% of the federal poverty level in Ohio. And so with the expansion, that coverage extended to 138% of the federal poverty level. So it's that group from 90% to 138% who are now covered through the expansion.
The Ohio Department of Medicaid confirms Corlett's statement that thousands of parents and caregivers are covered by Medicaid expansion, but also notes that pregnant women are not. They are covered by Medicaid under another category. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.